Yesterday, around about 6 p.m., I received the news that Watu area, New Hanover in particular, has been attacked by flood. And I was out of the area. Unfortunately, I was in church. And as soon as I received those voice notes, I immediately left. And on my way to the scene, I made a few calls because I was driving from entry. The conditions there were extremely difficult. But I called our Madam Speaker to apprise her of the situation, as well as His Worship the Mayor. And I activated my ward committee, who are residents of this community. They attended to the scene together with the community at large, because there was just the area that is mostly affected is at a riverbank in Jasutu River. So there are those houses that are built along the riverbank. Even though we had warned our residents that it is unsafe to be there, but when situations like this happen, you have to be with your people. A lot of houses there are informal settlements, which are occupied by foreign nationals in the main, but there are other people that are our local people that are badly affected by the situation. And we have unconfirmed figure of 3 missing people are arising from this situation. All the teams, rescue teams from the office of the MEC of Transport and Human Settlement, Honorable Sponiso Duma, they are here. He's here with his team, as well as SAPS rescue team, and from Gungundlovu district, as well as our local municipality. And we've just identified one body out of the 3 that are missing, and they are busy with the process of recovering that body from where they are stuck. This is the situation currently. And the people that were affected, we made interventions last night to say, let them be placed in the place of safety, like the community hall, as well as the local high school. Unfortunately, when we made those arrangements, we wanted to quantify the number of people affected. No one showed up because they said they have been helped by their neighbors and their relatives. But upon inquiring more about this, we figured that majority of the affected people, obviously, apart from the ones that reside in the area who are from here, they are foreign nationals who are escaping the process of verification. Because when they go to a place of safety, obviously, they will have to be verified who they are and if they are here legally. So maybe that would be one of the reasons why they ended up not taking the offer to go to a place of safety. But we are assisting anyway. We are here. And there are bodies that have reached out to us, kind stakeholders who wanted to make donations. And we highly appreciate that. I haven't seen anything yet, but I've received reports from my ward committee member responsible for repairs that they are possible donations that we are going to receive. So I don't have full details of that at the moment. It is very devastating. The situation is bad. Houses have been washed away, and the bridge also has been badly damaged. We are appealing to the community not to use that bridge at the moment and use alternative routes, because the area is currently inaccessible. What really happened is that there was a lot of floods from the northern side, because the rain has been there, but it has been minimal to cause this damage. But there was just water flowing from the other side, and it really caused the damage that has happened. The situation is not a good one. The people have been here since last night and early morning. They are just watching each and every action that we are undertaking with the responsible teams that are dispatched here. So the mood is very sad one, and we can see that people are here to witness each and every step, and to also to recover their loved ones. So they are also in solidarity, because it's not only the affected families, but the entire community is here, and the situation is under control, because even the leadership of our municipality is here, regardless of our political affiliations. We are here as a community, understanding the situation that we are facing, that is quite a sensitive one, and no one needs to take advantage of such to use it as a political campaign strategy. Currently, the focus is more on the one body that has been identified, and the process to reach to where the body is quite a difficult one, and the teams are working here. I do not fully understand the technical part of the teams that have been dispatched here to recover bodies, but I could see that there are drones flying around, you know, trying to assess the whole situation where it's humanly impossible to walk in the area. So they are busy with a search around the area to recover the other two missing bodies or missing people. I have assigned my room chairperson, Ms. Ngubai, to take charge in that particular regard, because I'm here at the scene. I'm unable to see where the donations are taking place, but I've been made aware that there are kind people who are doing, who are making donations to the affected communities. But I'm unable to say anything in that regard because I have not seen anything yet, except to say my ward committee member responsible for Red Players Association has really committed that there are people who are going to make those kind of donations, and we highly appreciate the assistance. I know that they are going to deliver, and it's going to be very helpful to our community, especially at this time, because they are really, really in need of any kind of support possible.